I stopped by Joppy's on the way back from the liquor store. It felt like home, seeing him buffing that marble top. But I was uncomfortable. I'd always respected Joppy as a friend. I was also a little wary of him, because you had to be careful around a fighter. When I got to the bar, I dug both hands into the pockets of my cotton jacket. I had so much to say that, for a moment, I couldn't say anything.
What you staring at, Ease?
I don't know, Jop. Joppy laughed and ran his hand over his bald head.
What you mean?
That gal called me the other night.
What girl is that?
The one your friend's looking for.
Uh-huh.
Joppy put down his rag and placed his hands on the bar.
That's pretty lucky, I guess.
I guess so. The bar was empty. Joppy and I were studying each other's eyes. But I don't think it was luck, really, I said.
No?
No, Joppy. It was you. The muscles in Joppy's forearms writhed when he clenched his fists.
How you figure?
It's the only answer, Jop. You and Coretta were the only ones who knew I was looking for her. I mean, DeWitt Albright knew, but he'd have just gone after the girl if he knew where she was. And Coretta was still looking to get money from me, so she wouldn't want me knowing she talked to Daphne. It was you, man.
She could have looked you up in the phone book.
I ain't in the book, Joppy. I didn't know for sure if I was right. Daphne could have found me some other way. But I didn't think so. Why, man? I asked. Joppy's hard face never let you knew what he was thinking. But I didn't think he suspected the lead pipes I had clenched in my pockets either.